Track 25.
Have you ever had jury duty?
No, I haven't. Why are you asking?
Oh, nothing. Just that I've been reading in the paper about how more and more people are trying to get out of it if they can.
Really? I think it'd be really interesting.
Yeah, so do I. But it seems that there's a problem about taking time off work.
Yeah? What? Like their bosses won't give them time off?
No. That's not the problem. I mean, your employer has to let you take time off. I mean, they can't refuse to give you the time off. No. Sometimes they might actually be really happy to, you know, because they don't actually have to pay your salary when you're on jury duty.
Are you sure? That seems very strange.
Well, I think it's true. That's what it says here anyway.
But if you're not being paid, I mean, that's hardly very fair, is it?
I think you get some kind of allowance, you know. You get like a daily allowance while you're on jury duty.
That sounds more like it. I mean, they can't force you to do something without offering some compensation.
Yeah, but apparently it's not a lot. I mean, it's much less than most people earn at work. So lots of jurors are doing everything they can to get out of doing their stint.
Yeah, I see. I think I would too. I mean, it sounds like a good thing to do in theory. You know, interesting to find out exactly how our justice system works and all that. But if you're going to be worse off, well...
Yeah, that seems to be what's at the root of the problem. That and the time it takes sometimes.
What do you mean?
Well, you might be called to sit on a simple case, which only takes a matter of days. But some cases can go on for weeks, or months even.
Yeah. And what about if you get called onto some high-profile case? You know, something that's in the news? The pressure must be really tough.
Yeah, the jury has to be isolated from the press. Sometimes they can't even speak to their own families.
Well, in that case, I think I'd try to get out of it too.